Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Hey. We are up to Sif Beis, the second to last line on page Kuf Ayin Tes. We're about to turn on to page 358. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, in Nishbura Chavis Berosh Gago, if a person's barrel broke on top of his roof, Mevi Kli Umaniyah Tachteha, he can bring a vessel and place it underneath to catch the wine. Ubilvach lo yovi kli acher viyichlot lekabel minakiluach ba'avir la'achar shiyor minagag. As long as he doesn't bring an additional kli to collect that which is dripping off of the roof. Velo yovi kli acher viyitzaref osa l'rosh agag. He also can't bring another kli and lean it up against the edge of the roof. So he can't bring a second kli leaning up against the edge of the roof as it drips in. And he can't have a kli that's hanging in the air that he's going to catch what falls off the roof. He can only bring one kli and place it underneath the drip. V'lo yavi kli acher v'yatzarif os lo shagad v'imatzel b'kli echad. But if he is saving the wine with one kli, the Mechaber ends off and says, matzil afilu kolet o metzarif. If he's only using one kli, then he can use it leaning against the roof, then he can use it just off the roof to catch the dripping wine. That's okay, as long as it's only one kli. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, maybe kli. V'kevan shehu kli echad. Since he's only bringing one kli, afilu machzik mea seudos matzil v'kanal, even if he has tons of wine that he is saving, worth 100 seudos, that's still going to be fine. Shevkotun tes, bovat shelo yavi, as long as he doesn't bring a second kli, demitoch shehu mechazer achar od kelim. Because since he's going to be going after other kelim, chayshinun sheyishkach shehu Shabbos, we're worried he's going to forget about Shabbos, v'yaviim gam kein derech Rosh Hashanah, and we're concerned that he's going to bring other kelim through the Rosh Hashanah. This is all talking about where he's going to bring other kelim, and he's going to be saving more than three seudos. Avol b'shalosh seudos yochol lahatzil afilu b'kelim harbi. So yesterday, if he's only saving three seudos worth of wine, then he's able to save them with many kelim. V'afilu liklod l'tzarif. And the same thing, if he's only catching three seudos worth, he could have other kelim. They could be leaning against the roof. They could be off the roof catching the wine. It's all going to be fine. Ube'emes b'yoser m'shalosh seudos aser lahatzil b'kli acher af b'li kli t'v'tzeruf. The truth is that if he's saving more than three sudos, more than one kli is going to be usur, even if he doesn't have it off the roof. The kanal b'sif alfa, like we saw yesterday. Ela de'urcha de'milza noka. The Mechaber is just telling us the regular normal way. D'chein derech lahatzil b'kilu l'tzeruf. That's the normal way. You're saving it by having the kli leaning against the roof or having it off the roof. So that's what is writing that's usur. But hu adin, other kelim that are just there on the roof is going to be just as much of a problem. Kein kosa v'sevet osef ha'shabbos. So too writes the sevet osef ha'shabbos. U'b'sefer primigodim mitzadid lahachmir b'klita v'tzeruf afilu ad shalosh seudos. The Prima Gadim, however, leans to be machmir, that having it leaning against the roof, or having the kli off the roof, is usur even if it's within three seudos. Before we set up the three seudos, anything goes, as many kelim, wherever you want. The Prima Gadim says, no, even up to three seudos, you can't have additional kelim off the roof or leaning against the roof. The after kaimel on the elbis of aleph, even though we pass in this of aleph, the ad shalosh seudos yochol lahatzil afilu b'kelim harbi, that up to three seudos you're able to save even with many kelim. Haynu k'shem munochim al haaretz. That is specifically when they are resting on the ground. Aval ayidei klita v'tzeruf, but having these forms of tzeruf and klita, which means leaning against the edge of the roof or catching the wine off of the roof, aser b'chol gavni, that is aser in all cases, kol shu yoser mikli echad, as long as it's more than one kli, that's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, v'imatzel b'kli echad. We ended off the Mechaber and we said if you save with one kli, you can be matzil even through kolet or mitzarif. Again, if it's only one kli, you can save even more than three sudos. Since they only matir one kli, he remembers it's Shabbos. The whole reason why more than one kli is a problem, once you're busy with so many kelim, you're going to forget about Shabbos and carry them through Rosh Hashanah. But if you know that you're limited to three sudos, that itself is a reminder that it's Shabbos and you're not going to come to carry the kelim in the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Nizdamnu lo orachim, a person has guests that are coming for Shabbos, So mevi kli acher v'koleit kli acher v'yitzarif. So then he is allowed to use more kelim. He could be koleit, he could be mitzarif. V'lo yiklo v'yitzarif v'acher kav yazmin horachim. However, it has to be the guests are coming first, then you can go ahead and save more wine for those guests. But you shouldn't go ahead and do the klita and the tziruf, and then invite guests afterwards to make a mutter. V'lo yarim lezamin orachim she'en tzirichim lechol. You also can't be sly that you can invite guests just so that you could go ahead and save more wine. The Rambam writes, Omiya, however, im avar va'asa, if you did the wrong thing and you were collecting it, shekolat v'achar azimen orchem, you first collected the extra wine and then you invited the guests, mutter. So b'di'evid, that would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkatan Yud Aleph, v'lo yarim, I am a Magen Avram, shekosav, look at the Magen Avram who writes, d'ledas ha-Rambam mutter laharim bazel l'chadchila, that according to the Rambam, you can be sly l'chadchila, you can invite guests just for the purpose of being able to save more wine, even though the guests don't really need to be eating. Sefkatan Yud Beis, v'acha gazim in orchim, the Rambam said, that if you did the wrong thing, you were over, and you were asa, that you were kolat, that you collected more wine with klita, and then you invite your guests, it's going to be mutter. Mashma, the imlo zimein. It's mashma that if you do not invite the guests afterwards, af di avad osir, even b'dyevet is going to be osir. V'hainu rak ad motzoi Shabbos miyad, this wine will only be off limits until after Shabbos right away. V'imhaya b'shogin, if the whole thing was by accident, sheshogag b'din, you forgot this was aser, o sheshogach shu Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos, so mutter lehonos mizeh af b'shabbos afilu lo v'koshik en acherim, then you would be allowed to be benefiting from the wine on Shabbos, even the person who did it, and certainly for other people. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit, im yozuv tirosh migigish shal anovim shadayin lo nidruchu. So you have a barrel of grapes that were not crushed, that they were not stamped upon yet, and they start oozing out. So wine starts oozing out from a barrel of grapes that were not nidrachu. Shenimtza oso hadelef eino roi. So that drip of wine that's coming out of the barrel is not fit for Shabbos. Shere hamashkin shazavu asurim. We know that liquid that oozes out on its own from grapes on Shabbos is asur, because you might come to squeeze out the grapes to get the liquid. So the wine that comes out of those grapes that are in the barrel is going to be usser. The eino rashai losum kli tachto mibnei mevatlo mehecheno. Since the wine that is dripping out is usser, you cannot catch the wine that is dripping with another kli, because you're putting usser wine into a kli and you're making that kli canceled from its use. Because that kli is not muktzah, but once you're allowing the usser wine to go in it, the kli is going to be off limits. That's called mevatlo kli mehecheno. That is not allowed. So Ketzad Yasa, what do? You have this wine that oozed out of the grapes on Shabbos, and you want, now it's dripping out of your barrel, you want to save it, you can't put a kli underneath it, so what can you do? So Yaniach Shom Mitaso Oshulchano. You can move your bed to that location, or your table to that location. V'oz yeh oso hadelaf lefanav graf shel ri'i. And then the drip of the wine that's going onto the ground, it's a little disgusting. So it's like a graf shel ri'i. V'yuchal lahaniach shom kli l'kabel hadelef. That would allow you to then put a kli underneath the drip. Kedei shelo yaseh shom tit. You're trying to avoid it becoming muddy and becoming disgusting. So now you would be allowed to put a kli there. Stop putting a kli there is mevatel kli me'achenu. But once it's a graf shel ri'i, because you moved your living there, you're sleeping there, or you're eating there, you move your table there, so then you're grossed out by the wine dripping onto the floor, it's getting all muddy, so it's a graf shel ri'i, that's grounds to put a kli there to catch the wine. Ukeshi ismale hakli, and when that kli fills up, lo yizrukenu b'kli acher, you can't pour that wine to another kli, shelo yivatlenu melcheno, because now you have the same problem of pouring it from kli A to kli B. Kli A was murta because it was the graf shel ri'i, but pouring it to kli B would be mevatel kli melcheno and kli number B. Elo, rather, what may you do, mariko besoch hagigish shezovu hamashkim menu, you have to pour it back into the barrel that it dripped out of, pour it back into the barrel. Shehimu vuteles mecheno, that anyway is mevutel mecheno, al yidei mashkim sheba mishum mashkin shezavu. In other words, the barrel of grapes has wine oozing out of the grapes. So that barrel is already batel mehechenu. It can't be used. It has this usher wine in it. So when the wine drips out, you made the area your residence. So it's a graf shel ri'i. You're allowed to catch the wine in one kli, but you can't pour it to another kli. About another kli, rather you could pour it back into the original vat that it was in mitchila, which anyway that kli was usher from the wine that originally dripped out. So pour more wine there. That's usher. You're not canceling the use of an additional kli. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Im Yosef Tirosh Megigis, Umayri Shagigis Lo Nistak Legamri. We're talking about a case where the barrel did not crack totally. El Ovid Tif Tif. We're talking about a slow drip that's coming out. Shadayin Eino Bohul. Therefore, you're in no rush. You're not confused. You're not bull at all. Ukil El Bhagalak. We saw earlier in the Ramah. Ulakach, and therefore, ilo mishum bitel kli mehecheno. If not for the Israel being mevatel kli mehecheno, hayamutter lahasim kli tahtav lahatzel. You would theoretically be able to put a kli underneath it. In terms of not being bohol, we're not worried about any other isurim. So if not for the Israel mevatel kli mehecheno, you could have put a kli under it. The inishver lagamri. Because if the barrel broke completely, afilu im hayam mutter levatel kli mehecheno, gamken hayam aser lahasim kli tahtav de bohol. So then even if theoretically it was mutter to mevatel kli mecheno, it would anyway be also to place a kli underneath it because you're considered bahul. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Yud, v'afilu kedei shir shalosh su'udos, even to save the amount of wine of three su'udos, gam ken haya asr l'hatzil. It anyway would be also to save that amount of wine, the halo eino roi lehanos mem b'shabbos. Remember, this wine that's dripping out is asr, because it dripped out on Shabbos. So the whole heter of putting a kli there to cast three suddas with the wine is when you can use the wine. Here you can't use the wine, so it's going to be usher anyway. So therefore the Mishabura is saying that it's a slow drip, you're not bohul, and therefore there's what to discuss. Right? So again, the Mishabura says, ulakach in the second white line, ilomi shum bitul kli mecheno, if not for this new issue we're bringing up over here, being mevatel the kli from hecheno, so you would be able to save the wine because it's coming out very slowly. You're not bohul. The inishbur lagamri, because if the kli broke totally, even if there would theoretically be no isra b'mavatel kli mecheno, gam kein haya aser lahaslim klitata of the bohul. Since the kli broke the whole way, your bohul will be aser to put anything under it. You're not allowed to say three sudas worth because it's aser anyway, and therefore it would be a problem. Sivkotin Yudalit Shadain Lunidruchu. We're talking about grapes that were not yet trampled. The Inidruchu. Because if the grapes were already stepped upon, they already started being crushed. Lohoya Hamashke Shadolef Bichlal Mashkin Shizavu. Then the wine that continues to ooze out after the crushing of the grapes would not have a din of Mashkin Shizavu, like we learned earlier in Simon Shin Chav Sivbeis. Sivkotan Tezva Ve'eno Rashai V'chuli Mipnei Shemavatel Mecheno. So you can't place a kli there to catch it. Ayin B'darche Moshe Shehiskim Lasos Od Eitz Acheres. The Darche Moshe is masking that there's another Eitzah. Besides making it to Graf Shel Re'i, there's another Eitzah. What is that? Dehainu Sheyitein HaKli Imayim Tachas HaDelef. You bring over a kli, but not an empty kli. You bring a kli that has water in it already to catch the drip. Kadeshi is batel hayayin b'mayim rishon rishon. Remember, the wine is dripping out slowly but surely, so you bring a kli with water in it, and as each drip of wine goes into the water, it becomes batel. So that way you're catching the wine, but it's being batel every drop that comes in, and therefore you're not being mevatel kli mecheno. The cost of a magen Avraham, shafilu nisrabe ha'isru l'basov, even if at the end of the day, you end up with more wine in that kli than water, shein yoser me'amayim, there's more wine than water, leis lon bo. Zok to Magen Avraham, it's still not a problem. The Yesh Lismuch Amalakilim BeYoredeya Simin Kuf Hamedalet. We can rely on the more lenient shita that says it doesn't matter. As each drop drips in, each drop becomes bottled for water, becomes like the water, all becomes heter. So even if you end up with more wine than water, it doesn't matter. The way it came in was slowly but surely, it was bottled along the way, and that is the other Eitzah that the Darche Moshe brings down. But the Eitzah of the Mechaber is, since you can't put a kli there, you can move your residence over there, and then it becomes disgusting. It's a graf shel ri'i, and that's grounds to bring a kli. Says the Mishaburis of Kadon Tazayin, V'yuchal ani al sham kli, you can place a kli there. V'afal gav de besov simin shin lamed ches kosav de asher lechatchil litein kli tachas delef. Even though we learned in shin lamed ches that it's asher lechatchil to place a vessel under a drip, De'ein osen graf shel ri'i l'chathchila. You can l'chathchila go ahead and make a graf shel ri'i. Hacha shari mishum pseida. Here we allowed you l'chathchila to create a situation of graf shel ri'i, because l'maisa, it's a place where you're losing wine, it's a makum pseida, and that is mutter. Kemoshe kasa simen shilches sif lamed zayin. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif, hey, Nisbazru lo peros bechotzer. You have fruit that's spread out and scattered in a courtyard. Echad heina v'echad heina. One over here, one over here. It's all over the place. Melaket ma'at ma'at v'ochel. You can gather the fruit a little bit at a time and eat it. However, v'lo yitein l'soch hasal. You can't put it into a basket. V'lo l'soch hakupa, not into a box. V'imnoflu b'mokum echad. But if it didn't scatter all over the place, it just fell into one place. No sein afilu l'soch hasal. Then you can gather the fruit and put it into a basket. Unless the fruit that fell into one place got mixed together with pebbles and with dirt that's in the courtyard, then you can only pick up one at a time and eat it. And you cannot place it in a basket or a box. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yudzayim. The first point of the Mechaber was, it's scattered all over, one over here, one over there. Gathering it together when it's scattered all over the place, that is considered a weekday activity. When you gather them from all over and put into a basket, that's a weekday activity. Which is not the case if it all fell into one place, then it's not considered a weekday activity. However, but if you're gathering it even for one place from amongst pebbles and dirt, so then milsi tamid kuuvda dechol kishenosam basal. So a viter looks like a weekday activity if you're putting it from the dirt into a basket. Va'aser. Vahainu afilu in bedaito lechol alter. Even if you plan on eating it right away, it's still going to be aser. The ilav haki. Because if not so, tipuklei the aser mishum borer, if you weren't planning on eating it right away, it would anyway be aser because the borer, like we learned the shinyo test. So even if you plan on eating it right away, it's still going to be aser because of uvdu dechol. If you don't plan on eating right away, then for sure it's going to be aser because of boder. Sivkotan yudches, we said if it fell into the tsaros and afrurios and the chatzer, so then all you can do is pick up one at a time and eat it. Says the Mishabura, Ayin Bebir Agra, the Haiva Ocha Bedafkahu. Zok the Gra, when the Mechaber says you can pick up one at a time and eat it, it means specifically eat it. The Alkain, and therefore Afilu so Cheko, Uksu so Gamkin also with them. You can't even put it into your chest, into your garment, that's usher. You could only eat it one at a time. The Haidim Messiah Matoch Salva Kupa, that which the Mechaber ends off and says, you can eat it, you can't put it into the basket in the box. Mashma, only the basket and the box is usher. Urcha de milsa nokat. It doesn't mean only the box and the basket is usher. It's usher to put into your garments, into your chest also. Just the normal way would be to put it into a basket or a box. So it says that, but Zotagra, what's bedafka is that it's only mutter to be eaten one at a time. Then you're allowed to pick up the fruit, even if they fell into one place, if it's mixed in with the dirt and the pebbles. We'll stop there. That concludes Simin Shin Lamed Hey. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we're going to begin Shin Lamed Vav, which has to do with trees, climbing trees, taking things off trees. We'll begin that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.